Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. It is March 11th, and this episode is called Mentorship, Who Are You Following? Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase his learning. Proverbs 9:9. If you've been listening to these podcasts of mine, you have been mentored from afar on how to grow, learn to lead, have integrity, communicate, and more. Mentoring is where one takes their knowledge and experience and shares it deeply, candidly, and carefully with someone else. I care about you. I pray for you each day before I write and record. I've studied to be certified and knowledgeable. I'm candid with my understanding. I tell you exactly as I understand it and see it. I'm careful with the information. I write, read, reread, change, and reread again, usually about 10 times, and then finally record what I know to be true. If you read books, listen to podcasts, or related materials, you have many unseen mentors. But I can attest to you now, there is nothing like having a real-life mentor. Once you have someone who is knowledgeable in a particular area sit with you, care about your growth, and share their heart, it's like drinking from a fire hose. It's an order of magnitude of change in your life. That's 10 times. When I started my own business 33 years ago, I knew I needed to know more about leadership, but I didn't know what to do. I found my way to Zig Ziglar, who was a motivational and sales guru. I learned a lot in his field of expertise. I devoured every book I could get my hands on by authors devoting themselves to management. My intake was significant. Then I joined the John Maxwell team, and my understanding went through the roof. I was reading 3 hours per day, plus 1 to 3 hours on mentorship conference calls with John and other handpicked mentors. Here were the greatest names in leadership at my disposal to ask questions to my heart's content. It was an amazing, immersive experience. Who is available to you? Don't be afraid to ask. We have not because we ask not. Look around. Ask those in your sphere to mentor you. You can have more than one mentor and on different areas of growth. Meet once a week or every other week for 20 to 30 minutes. Come prepared to ask 5 questions and take copious notes. Then go do those things, report the results at your next mentorship meeting, and ask 5 more questions. And don't forget to bring a towel. The fire hose will definitely soak you. Here's some quotes for the day. A lot of people have gone further than they thought they could because someone else thought they could. Zig Ziglar. One of the greatest values of mentors is the ability to see ahead what others cannot see and to help them navigate a course to their destination. John Maxwell. Here's your takeaway. No matter who you are, you should have at least one mentor. And I recommend one for different topics, as in one for work and leadership, one for marriage, one for parenting, and one for whatever you want to be good at. Someone 10 to 20 years your senior. I believe marriage mentorship will also give you an amazing marriage all your life. Start 6 months before you get married and go until you're dead. Also, plan on being a mentor for younger folks as you get older, say 30 to 35 years, or you have a lot of wisdom to share. I believe being a mentor is mandatory for everyone who has been gifted with wisdom and intelligence. Share the wealth. Lord, show me who I should ask to be a mentor. Help me learn and practice all the things I don't even know about yet, and help me teach others as well. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.